Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
Now, Gaethje is talking again about Connor.
Is he?
Just let it go. Do you have any... Seriously. I don't care if I see Connor fight again. I truly don't.
Oh, he's the king. You gotta bring him back.
I don't care.
Gotta bring him back.
I barely care about any of it. I do care about Mike Perry against Mickey Gall, though.
Do you? You like both those guys?
They're both my guys.
Equally, guys I like.
I've always said, why do you keep saying they're my guys? I like them equally. They've both been very cool to the show. There's beef between the two of them, and to be honest, that's between the two of them.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't pertain to me. It doesn't concern me. You know, I don't really, even though I'm on social media a lot and I get involved in some of the stuff that I shouldn't do, when it comes to MMA and that, I don't really read other stuff, very little, so I don't know what the beef is. And again, whatever you need to do to pump, to get, to fight, whatever. I like both these guys.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that they have to fight. And it's a shame that I have to watch it, if I choose to watch it. I may not watch it.
You're going to watch it.
I may not watch it.
You're watching. What else are you going to do?
Well,
there's nowhere to go.
It depends on where it is on the card, because I do fall asleep late at night. The best part of this whole pandemic, the best part of not going to the events is I'm literally asleep before the press conference starts.
It is nice not being...
Love it.
Sitting in the back of a stadium at 2 o'clock in the morning waiting for fighters to come in one at a time on their own schedule.
BKFC postponed.
Yeah, what happened there?
The 26th. In a way, I'm glad, because now I'm not driving to Plant City and then driving back. I'll be home.
Well, what postponed it? What was the cause, you know?
Can't answer that.
Really?
Can't answer.
I mean, is this a COVID flare-up? Are the commission starting to be more cautious again? Like, are they getting fearful of the spread, or is it...
I honestly don't know. I haven't spoken to David Feldman in 10 days or so. I'm going to assume, and I'm going to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, the postponement was to be able to allow fans in.
Oh,
I don't know why the change from Plant City to Miami, but maybe by pushing it back another month, that by then they will be able to allow. And again, I don't understand, because there was not many, but there was fans at your Jits King thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it wasn't packed.
But it was a private... Gracie Jiu-Jitsu studio.
But it was still fans there. There were still
But it wasn't
tickets.
Like an arena. It wasn't like a public arena. It was a private studio.
It doesn't matter.
Well, like I played tennis yesterday at the racket club, and they haven't closed
How
down at all.
Lose?
I won 3-1, thank
Why?
You.
I don't believe
3-1.
I don't believe
against my pro.
I don't believe
And I haven't picked up the club.
I don't believe you.
I'm 3-1. How do you want me to prove it? You want me to text my pro? I'll text them. You know him. He's the owner of Patty's Perfect Peppers, and you love those peppers. But anyway, they never closed over there because the facility is private. So the Vinoy closed and all these other tennis facilities and the local parks and the recreation departments closed. So the only place in St. Pete to play tennis was at the racket club. And because they're private, they didn't have to conform to all the rules of everyone else.
Again, I don't know. I don't know rules. I don't follow rules. I make my own rules up as I go.
This is true.
So I don't know. It was an enjoyable event. Again, they had the national anthem, and I'm going to suggest to them as well, don't play the national anthem next time.
To me, protest.
It is.
And
it's a shame.
And NASCAR, what about your boy?
Who's my boy now?
Greg Hendrick, owner of Hendrick Motorsports.
It's Rick. That's the.
Is it Rick?
Yeah. My buddy is Greg.
Your buddy's Greg.
Right. Rick is.
But NASCAR banning the Confederate flag at all their events and stadiums and tracks. And, you know, how do you feel about erasing U.S. history?
Are they going to ban the fans that have the Confederate flag tattooed?
Like, won't let them in or
I'm
have
saying,
to cover it up?
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, what about the General Lee? I mean, the best NASCAR.
I've seen that they want to paint over the... People want the roof of the...
No.
Yeah.
Leave the General Lee alone. Those are the best two drivers of all time, Bo and Luke Duke. They're better than any NASCAR driver out there.
I don't know. The Bandit was a good driver.
Well, the Bandit was pretty good.
He was a good driver.
The Trans Am.
And when Jackie Gleason said, when I get back, I'm going to punch your mama right. it was.
The Bandit was. That was a bad vehicle.
Yep. Now, would you rather have the Trans Am from that, the DeLorean from Back to the Future?
Okay. Yeah, the AMC.
Or Kit?
Oh, Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. Which would you rather have? I know which one I'd rather have.
I mean, back in the day, a talking car was so
It's not the talking portion. It's that Kit drove. I could literally go to sleep.
Kit was like Tesla back, you know.
The best part is, I could get Kit. I could drive to the Super Bowl in Miami. Kit would drive, and you wouldn't have to go.
True.
That's the best part, because you're only here because you drive.
But Kit was Tesla before Tesla was Tesla. I mean, you know, self-driving cars. And
Ryan Jensen got the shock of his life the other day.
What's that?
I guess when he went to plug it in or pull it out or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, he shocked him.
Yeah.
Oh.
and it has to be a pretty, thank you. It needs to be a pretty big shock, because Ryan Jensen ain't no small dude.
Yeah, he's too big to be riding around in a Tesla.
How about
anyway.
Kevin, you see Kevin O'Donnell?
Yeah.
My guy from Fox 13?
Yeah, our guy.
My guy. He has nothing to do with
him. I know him. I mean, he's my boy. See him all the time.
Got the helo and went above whatever the school was that they were practicing at.
Oh, really?
You know, the Brady and all them. And I guess Brady saw it. Well, again, it's a helicopter. How do you miss it?
Right.
So him and Jensen switched, and Brady was the center, and Jensen was the quarterback.
That's great.
And I saw it was on Facebook when Kevin O'Donnell was talking to the guy who got me fired, Colin Cowherd. He didn't, but they fired me for Colin,
right.
and he replaced me, that TA, the Tampa Airport, you know, the aviation people, called him and said, all right, that's enough. You need to move. You know, they let him, like, stay for a minute and a half or 2 minutes because it's within, you know, airportness. So, Major League Baseball, do me one favor, Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Please never come back.
It's been nice without it.
Oh, my God. I cannot tell you how happy I am. I know it's a sports show. I know all that kind of stuff. But it honestly would not bother me if baseball never came back.
Never again?
Never.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's a slow game.
No, it's an awful game. I mean, but that's beside the point. I know there's fans that like it. I know people don't have things to do and, you know, go see a baseball game.
I mean, I think if you actually love the game, because every pitch is important. Every angle, like left-hander, left versus right. If you got the
every pitch, and then the 4 minutes in between the pitch, and then the jock itch and scratch.
But the strategy in that game is at a high level. If you truly understand the mastery of the game, it is pretty interesting as far as like, okay, they've got this guy, and this is the tendencies, and this is what we're going to do. There's a lot of maneuvering going on. So I get that part. But as far as like just to watch gameplay, I mean, it's just as exciting as soccer. It's just drawn and drug out and slow.
I would rather watch soccer, and I hate soccer.
I don't think I've ever been past seventh inning in a baseball game. I don't think I never get there in the first. I always try to get there second, and I stay for like four or five innings, I'm out.
We're not French. I spent about $350 a ticket for opening day 19, so I guess it was last year, in Philadelphia, Bryce Harper's day one, the whole nine yards. Took my brother. My brother played at Alabama. My brother could have been drafted, didn't want to, blah, 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 blah. And around the third inning, he goes, God, this crap's boring. Yeah. And this guy played. This guy was a superstar. Uh-huh. And he was like, yeah, this is awful. Let's go get another beer. It was crazy for him to say that. And literally, I would rather, I don't know any sport that I would watch baseball over. I would rather watch cornhole.
Cornhole's pretty exciting, though.
And I think the new wager is how many times will that moron flip the bag before he throws it? What do they do?
That's it's rotation and
ritual. Ritual.
Ritual.
It's ritual. There's also talk, I'm sure you've heard it, the NFL, players may refuse to play.
Yeah. Put me in, coach. I'm ready. I'll suit up. What do you need, a quarterback?
Chris Leben retiring.
No. Yep. Where's he going?
I guess he's just going to coach. And Chris Leben last fought BKFC. I don't know which number.
It was probably 8.
I don't know.
Because I got the poster right here.
I don't know.
Chris Leben's on. I got to get him to sign it.
Well, he retired, so he's not coming.
He can still sign it. Doesn't have to be an active fighter.
What are you going to do, send the whole freaking wall to him?
No, I'm going
to
bring him here. They come to me now. I don't chase anyone.
Well, see, in the pandemic, no. Nobody is going to be doing that at all. So, not going to happen. Real quick. Hurricane season right around the corner.
It is.
You need to hit up Tree Impressions of Florida. They came and they hooked up the house. They took two trees down. They trimmed trees. Phenomenal job. And I almost said this last time, but I don't want it to come across wrong, and then I get ripped. But their cleanup was probably better than the work they did.
Wow.
And the work they did was outstanding.
That's great.
There wasn't a leaf left.
Wow.
They raked the backyard of leaves that they had nothing to do with.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
That cost was unbelievable. 727-263-9291. Give them a call. Tree Impressions of Florida, 727-263-9291. When we return, we're either going to talk to Mickey Gall or we'll talk about this weekend's UFC. So pull up their card because I have absolutely no idea who's fighting.
You got it.
We'll talk about one or both when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stop Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
You're listening to Jay Giles Band. But
who?
That was Jay Giles.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Are they still touring?
I don't know. I would imagine.
Were they playing the Cracker Barrel? Check him out.
Jake Giles was it. You know what else is it?
No.
Our next guest.
Who's our next guest?
It's been a while. Or I think you youngins say it's been a minute.
Been a minute.
Mickey Gall, how are you?
What's up, Uncle Randy?
How you doing? Everything good?
Doing great, man. Yeah, I'm living the dream. I'm doing great.
All right, so we'll get all the I don't want to say the important stuff. The whole reason we're talking is next week, so let's talk about that first. What is, and I'm friends with both, so I'm caught in the middle. What's going on? You don't like Mike. Mike doesn't like you. You both like each other. You both just want to fight and have a good time. Where are we?
I think we just want to fight, have a little fun with it. That's where I'm at least.
That makes me feel better, because I told Matt, I'm friends with both of you. I don't even like when my friends fight. But now that I know everything is okay and it's all about entertainment, I might watch it.
All right.
You're going to watch
okay. It's all good. How different, how difficult, how strange has, the past couple months, and then a fight's coming up and training, with the pandemic, and, you can't do the normal.
It really hasn't been an issue for me. I haven't let this whole situation, I haven't let it make me lazy at all. I've been, all the way through it, since the beginning to the end, till now, or 2 weeks ago when we booked the fight, I've been training. So it's been normal. We got a lot of time on our hands these past few months, and, I'm happy with the way I use it. I use my time well.
How do you anticipate, and again, I'm sure you don't know because it hasn't happened yet, but how do you anticipate the no crowd noise, supposedly once you get tested, then you're locked in the room until they literally take you to the arena, the strangeness.
What was that thing about you're tested or you're locked in a room? What was that?
Well, supposedly, and maybe this is just the media then, but once they test them, they can't leave the hotel until they actually take you to the arena.
Really? Yeah, no, I don't know, man. It's crazy times right now. It'll be interesting. We're going there to fight, so, I'll be ready for Saturday night.
If that is the case, and again, I don't know, will you take extra, whether it's reading material or video games or movies or something to kind of just keep your mind off, or do you want your mind thinking about the task at hand, which is the fight on Saturday?
You definitely have other entertainment stuff. You can't just be, hyper focusing on the fight all the time. So, I'll probably bring a little all of the above, have some movies, chilling out, have something to read, killing some time in the hotel, like normal fight week until you get to get in there.
The size of the cage, does that really matter? And is it something that you have to, think about or get ready to adjust for? Or, 10 feet, 47 feet, 200 feet, it doesn't matter?
It doesn't really matter. But apparently it's a smaller cage, and I think that's just going to play into my game. So I think, if anything, it could be an advantage.
You guys always say, and I know you've said it numerous times, you're just going out there to have fun. And, being an old, fat, slow, out of shape, explain to me, and you probably have done this numerous times, but explain to me how it's fun to get in there, throw fists, and enjoy it.
You know me, Randy. I'm a nice guy. I like having friends. I like, being cool, making people smile. But, I also have a dark side that I get to tap into. I get to go in there and hunt a kill. I really, it's like a drug for me. And I love it. So, I'm excited to, I got a target, and I get to get in there, and I get to, be violent, do all the things you're not really supposed to do, but that I love to do. Having that antithesis, it's great for me. It's great, it's nice balance, and I like to, I'm a killer. I like to hunt and kill.
Has there ever been a time, amateur days, early days before the UFC, once you got into the UFC, you catch yourself not in the right mental thoughts yet, and you have to, talk yourself into it, or you have to do something to switch from that nice guy to the killer so that you can get in there and do your job?
Not really, because I get to, you know, even with my best friends who I love, and I, you know, I get to practice that to a degree. I'm well practiced. When it's time to go, it's time to go. You get better at it every time you do it. You get, you know, it's easier to slip into that state and, you know, get in your zone, your kill zone.
Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Marcus Jones retired from the NFL, then went, got into some MMA. He was on The Ultimate Fighter, I think it was.
Yeah.
Fought on.
Big boy.
So he would tell me, and we were really good friends, and one of the reasons that he kind of started the MMA was we went to training camp in Orlando, and I had Matt Hughes' belt. And he loved it so much that was one of the reasons he went into the MMA thing. And he told me he once stood getting ready to walk to the cage and thinking, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? What's the craziest thought you've ever had, either getting ready to, walking to, or into the cage?
I haven't really had experienced anything like that yet. I feel like it's, I get to do this. Like I get to get a bunch of attention to get in a cage and fight them. I get to express things that aren't, you know, typically expressible. I get to, you know, work on my stuff, do my escape. I get to go in there and do my thing. I get to tap into this other side of myself that I really enjoy.
Hey, Mickey, speaking of the back, you know, going back, my question is more about your fight against CM Punk or Phil Brooks, you know, like as a media, you know, he took a lot of flack. It was like not being a real fighter, a real MMA fighter. You know, how did you take that fight and what was it afterwards?
Wow, you are going way back.
Did you respect, like, about his game? Like, does he belong in the UFC? Does he belong in the fighting octagon world?
Can I answer that for you, Mickey?
Sure, go ahead.
Sure.
No, he didn't. Okay, now you.
What do you mean? Because he's a wrestler.
I have my opinion on the. I have respect for him. I say no,
sure.
He doesn't belong in the UFC. If you know, I would say he could belong in a fighting. You know, he could go fight in a regional promotion and probably make some money for that. If that's what he really wants to do, but he hasn't. But you know, I think. You know, yeah, I have respect for him, but that fight was probably the most nerve-wracking for me, because I was pretty sure that he wasn't super talented, and I felt like I had to represent the sport of MMA, and be, you know what I mean, like I had a lot of guys telling me, like, oh man, this guy gets a red carpet treatment, goes right to the UFC just because he's like a celebrity, blah blah blah. So I felt like I had to represent all the real fighters and like give that dude a goose egg. I had to give him nothing. I couldn't let him, if he did land one good move on me, then, like, I would have felt like I failed. I didn't just have to win. I had to win, like, perfectly, very dominantly, and one-sidedly. So, I was pretty nervous for that fight. But luckily it worked out.
And I'll throw that out as well, because I didn't mean to leave it out. Anybody who doesn't respect any fighter, whether it's WCFL here locally, the amateurs, or somebody who's going to get in a cage, get into an octagon, whatever, and fight, there should be respect. But, no, he didn't deserve it, in my opinion. Deserve to be in a UFC fight like that, but how do you?
Yeah, no, it's a real shame that people like clown him, like, oh, you got beat up twice in the UFC, where those people are talking. I've never made that walk. They've never gone from you know, you get to the hotel and you're sitting in the back and you're watching other guys getting knocked out and getting beat up, and then you got to walk and go to the cage. He did it twice, so I think everyone should have respect for him.
Absolutely. And, you know, taking it, and I didn't know you were going to go this way, Matt, but Mickey, taking it from the standpoint of most people don't think professional wrestlers are athletes, which is a joke, but for a professional wrestler, and Matt's mentor is Hulk Hogan, you know, to go from the scripted world right into the NFL of mixed martial arts, just making that walk, and that's, I'm sure, what Mickey's saying, too. It is absolutely craziness.
I got a lot of respect for wrestlers. Like I wouldn't want to do. I don't think I'd want to do what they do. Like they're on the road all the time. So many of those dudes break their necks. Like they're doing some. Like yes, it's predetermined outcomes, but all, you know, you can't fake flying off some ropes and landing on your back and getting, you know, you can't fake that stuff. So I get what people mean when they say it's fake, but it's not that there's nothing fake about, getting smashed on your back or flying.
And there's a big difference. We brought up a former WWE superstar into our studio a couple of years ago, and a former producer of mine, Alex Wakehorn, took one of those slaps, one slap. That mark stayed on his chest for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, I bet.
He's still living in 2022. We have to wait to get to catch up to him.
are you a wrestling guy, a WWE, WCW, WWF, any of that kind of stuff?
Not really. I was a big Stone Cold Steve Austin fan growing up.
WWF, any of that kind of stuff?
Not really. I was a big Stone Cold Steve Austin fan growing up. Like, I liked it when I was little. My parents didn't really want me to watch it because I was during, like, where they're doing all the suck it stuff. And when I was, like, 5 to 8, but I thought it was cool. And I still, I have a lot of respect for what those, I don't totally understand, but I have an idea of what those guys, like, have to go through, day in, day out. And it seems rough. It seems rough.
Would you ever go on, I don't know if it's Stone Cold show is still on, what is it, the Bone Crusher Ranch or whatever, where you have to do all those things and get to the finals?
I was just watching that the other day. That sounds crazy. I'd do that.
What one TV show would you do? Final question for you. I appreciate your time as always. But what one of those, whether it's this new stupid show Tag or, the Bone Crusher Ranch, or what one of those would you want to do, and do you think you would be most successful at?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's a really good question. I'm not really sure. Whatever one pays the most.
That's perfect. That works. Mickey, as always, thank you very much for your time. Think the world of you. We're going to put you on hold because, honestly, I don't know where you're living today. So I'm going to send you some more 8-Man Strong, but I need to know where to send it. So thanks for your time,
thanks,
as always.
Randy, and I appreciate it. I got a lot of love for you.
Same here. You're one of my guys for sure. That is Mickey Gall, gets back in the octagon right around the corner. It is right around that time. What a good dude.
Awesome guy.
And that's why I hate this fight.
Because you like both the guys.
I like them both.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't make predictions anyway, because I don't like to do it. But I'm going to say now what I said when Matt Hughes fought Frank Trigg. I'm going to be more disappointed for who loses than happy for who wins.
Sure.
Because both of these guys are good guys. Mike comes out and looks, and we talked about that, the heel, and he does all this kind of stuff. And Mickey is, we're going to go, Mickey's the, and I don't know if he's going to like this, he's the baby face.
Okay.
And we'll say Mike's the heel.
Okay.
And just tell me what happens.
There you go.
I'll watch.
You will.
I'll cry.
I was watching your human touch chair. You'll relax while you're doing it.
I do love that human touch chair. And all my contacts at Human Touch, no longer at Human Touch.
Really?
So I got the chair in time.
No way.
We are at the bottom of the hour. Let's hit this break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Living legend when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Godsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art. Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Back coming to you live from Torta Pizza, as we do each and every Wednesday afternoon, 80th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. A lot of stuff still to get to.
We do.
Mike Evans has been out on the football field with Tom Brady. They're getting ready.
Lucky number 13.
Yep, that's for sure.
That's your number.
Whether Chael believes it or not, and I don't want to rile up our next guest, but whether Chael believes it or not, let's welcome back to the program the legend, Tito Ortiz. Tito.
How are you, man?
I'm fine. How are you? Not to rile you up. I really want you to calm me down. Because, like I said to start the show, anybody can say anything they want and whatever, but when you say things that are not true, then you're no longer believable. And I saw a post, and I normally try not to read other people's whatever, but your good friend Chael laughed at legend versus legend, and to me that's just stupidity.
Well, it's just jealousy, and I get it. You know, when the guy can't compete at the level that I have and done the things that I've done, jealousy has been a factor, and he said it. You know, the first time when we fought, he said, yeah, I'm jealous of the guy, and I want to be him. I want to be the champ. Well, you know, it never happened to him. The other thing that got him paid was his mouth, and it's behind me now. You know, there's bigger things happening. You know, after fighting in December, hopefully I get a fight before the year's over this year. It's nice to still be competing at the age I'm at, man. I'm healthy. My mind's right. Body's right. Life is crazy right now, you know, after the little quarantine we went through. Now we got to deal with all this protesting and rioting, and it's just vicious. People have just become vicious, man. I guess this is a repayment for the law they passed where you can't spank your child when they do bad things. because look at it now. It's just vicious animals out there, and I just it's embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing for the country. I mean, I think America needs to unite. I think America needs to come together, and just a matter of time.
And all we can do is hope that will happen. I saw one of your tweets about, and I don't know if you're considering it, if you're going to do it. I saw something about you thinking about becoming a police officer.
Yes, I. Well, you know, there was a situation that happened here in Huntington Beach 2 weeks ago. There was something that went on Instagram of saying they're going to come down because the week prior they had protesters down there and Chuck Liddell was down there and I was going to be a part of that because, you know, protesting, they have their own right to do that, that's fine. But when they said they're going to burn our city down, that they didn't do their job right, they're going to come back and they're going to burn the city down, that's when I felt threatened, that's when my family feels threatened, so I had to call four of my special force guys, about 30 of my friends, and we went downtown Huntington Beach, and we stood by the buildings and made sure that the officers did their job with the protesters, and we did our job of protecting the buildings, and nothing happened. It was one fight broke out, and everything else was peaceful. You know, the rioters were peaceful, the police did their job, and I stood there for 9 hours on my feet. Didn't use the restroom. The restaurants in that area, they bought me some food, they brought me some drinks, and I was able to make it through the whole time. You know, I got a really bad sunburn, but, you know, I sat there and watched and see how they really handled themselves and what they got to put themselves through, and it gave me a totally different respect for officers. I mean, I've always respected police. I've always understood to be compliant when they do pull you over, you know, roll down all your windows, keep your hand on the wheel and say yes sir, no sir, and tell me reaching for your ID, and just make them feel as safe as possible. And after standing there for 9 hours, like I said, I had a totally different respect. You know, a few of my friends who are in the Los Angeles police, or excuse me, the Los Angeles Sheriff Department, who have been working with the riots in Los Angeles, they get time off. One of the officers came over and gave me a bulletproof vest for that Saturday that I went down there. And it was tough, but once again, I think I just felt a little bit of control amongst the public that was there. You know, there was guys on our side yelling at the protesters, screaming at them, and I had to walk up to them and say, why are you putting yourself as low as that? Why don't you just not say anything? Just, we're here to protect this city, right? And they're like, yeah, we get it. And there's five or six situations that came about of that during the day, and I was able to control guys. I was able to talk people down, and I've always been like that. I mean, before I even started fighting, I used to be a security at a nightclub, and I would be able to talk someone down when they were drunk. I mean, to do that with someone when they're drunk, it's hard to do, but I was able to do that. So it's just an interest that either do I go to sheriff or do I go to police or Huntington Beach. I mean, Huntington is a very safe place, so that's super easy. But I think I just want to get the experience of what these officers go through, because they're willing to risk their lives for our city, for our county, for our state. For our country, and I respect each and every one of them, because, you know, there is a couple bad apples, and we need to get those bad apples out of the police force.
Agreed. You know, I agree 100%, and my grandfather was a police officer, obviously friends with a lot, including the Hillsborough County Sheriff who did our show at the Super Bowl, and it is a shame. You know, one bad apple, and this saying has been going on forever, one bad apple, and everybody suffers for that. How do you see this playing out? What needs to be done? What can we do, you know, to try to, we'll never go back to quote-unquote normal, but how do we move on and get through this?
Well, you know, Randy, I got to correct you there, because I believe we will go back to normal as soon as these people settle down and see the truth and see what the media has done to them. This is, you know, mental warfare against our citizens of the United States. You know, what people believe on the news is what they think is true, and I can't even watch the news anymore. But I think a reform for the police department needs to come, and I believe that Donald Trump is working on that. But I think a reform of, I had an idea, just a personal idea myself, of turning into bad cops and not being known of who's the one that turned in that bad cop, but turn them in. And let's make our police force clean. Let's make our law enforcement clean, how it should be and how it used to be and how it needs to be. But once again, let's teach the public how to react to officers when they do get pulled over. Not all of a sudden they get pulled over and you're cussing to a police officer because he pulled you over and saying, oh, you're just pulling me over because I'm brown or because I'm black or because, you know, I was is just being a jerk. No, well, why don't you be an honest citizen and respect the officer? He's just trying to do his job. And I think that's really important. So the reform of that, I think a police officer is important, but of course, how the public or how citizens react to a police officer pulling them over.
You know, one of the things, Tito, that I need to learn to do, and, you know, my wife and, you know, Matt, and, you know, I've had some former Buccaneers have DM'd me and telling me, you know, chill out and this and that. I'm in the media, and I'm going to rip the media for a second. They don't show you everything. When that incident happened in Atlanta, they showed bits and pieces, so you really don't know what happened before what happened. And people tend to react like I did until I saw the whole thing. And that's exactly. One thing we need to somehow figure out a way to, well, and it's happened to you when you've been interviewed. So you know better, you know, than any how they take bits and pieces. And that's not the main cause, but that is a cause of some of this problem.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that people just see one side of it and they think that's automatically truth instead of looking into it and digesting it and going back and checking the facts and looking at the fine details. That's important. I mean, that's been important from when I was in school. You know, you don't all of a sudden just take a test and it's over. You know, you got to do your homework. You got to do the research. You got to make sure you pay attention to the details, and then you come up with your answer. And people automatically just go through assumption. You can't go through assumption in life. If you do that, you're going to make a lot of mistakes, and you're not going to be able to get them back.
For sure. All right, let's talk about a couple other things. I know that you tweeted out about the possibility, and I don't know where you're at with not only returning, but possibly fighting Mike Tyson.
Well, this is a funny one. And, you know me, man, I'm willing to fight. I just, one of those situations that come about that Mike Tyson, one of the guys he works with, I guess, reached out to me. And he asked me, he goes, would you fight Mike? I go, well, of course I would. Why wouldn't I? And then it goes radio silence for about a week. And then all of a sudden I get a call from my friends from Las Vegas, who's friends with Mike Tyson's manager. And all of a sudden I get on the call with him. And so would you be interested in fighting Mike Tyson? We're thinking about doing it at the new stadium that they're building in Las Vegas. And I was like, 100% I'm in. I think I shouldn't have said I'm in so quick. I don't think they expected me to say that. I was like, oh my gosh, I was just like, okay, hold on a second. Was this a setup to kind of see if I would say yes or would I would say no? And then say, oh, look at Tito Ortiz is afraid to fight Mike Tyson. He knows how vicious he is. And yes, I do know how vicious Mike Tyson is. Yes, I know how vicious I am. Everybody has an opportunity. I've been doing this game for such a long time. I've been competing for such a long time. I haven't taken time off. Tyson's taken, 10 years off? And yes, it looks awesome when he hits focus mitts and pads, and he looks fast and strong. Yeah, but those pads don't hit back. And don't get me wrong, I have nothing against Mike Tyson. He's an awesome guy. He came to my birthday. He's been in backstage for my fights. I mean, he's a friend of mine, I believe. You know, but at the end of the day, when it's about making money, I'm in. Let's do it. Let's entertain. Let's give the fans what they want to see. And I think I made a mistake, like I say, by saying yes so quick. I think I should have said, you know what, let me think about it for a couple of days. And that's just the competitive side of me. I'm really not a fighter. I don't like to fight. I'm not a fighter, but I'm a competitive person. I love to compete. I love to see the best that I can get out of my training camps, best I can get out of my life. And this is an opportunity that I wasn't going to blank. I wasn't going to let slip, but you know, all of a sudden, the protesting came about, the COVID came about, and everything got smashed. So I guess I'm still just sitting in limbo waiting for an answer or more questions, or I don't know. Like I say, maybe it was just them kind of just feeling things out. And I would be in, though. Don't get me wrong. I would be in 100%.
You would be in to consider it?
No, I'm in to fight.
I know.
No, I've already started training. I mean, I've been able to take a couple months off. It's been nice to kind of just let my mind, not really recoup, but just let it reset. I mean, I've done that before all my fights, just to let my mind reset, to stay out of the gym and just kind of get that hunger back again where I push myself. You know, my last camp was 20 weeks before I fought Alberto Del Rio, and I didn't need that 20 weeks, but I didn't want to make any mistakes, and I didn't. At all. I was in shape. I was ready to fight. I looked better than I've ever looked in my whole career. It's just as I get older, I'm learning so many things. I'm maturing so much. I'm just adding so much to my repertoire of my weapons that I'm just getting better and better. And, you know, no one could hold that against me that I don't work hard, because I work hard and I work with some of the best. And I just try to get the most out of my life right now. So when I am 50 years old, I look back and I say, you know what? I did everything I possibly could do in mixed martial arts. I did everything I possibly could do in combative sports. I did everything possibly that I can do in the sport of competition. And that's what I want to try to get out of life.
To show you, Matthew, how small the world is, you know where I met Mike Tyson?
No.
At Tito Ortiz's birthday party.
Did you, eh?
There you go.
Birthday party.
One of my favorite stories, too, Tito, and I know we only have about 5 minutes, but and I know you know this story, but I'm going to tell it again real quickly. So we just happened to be walking through the casino. My whole family was there. I was there with my brothers and my son. And we see this long line, and we see this whole commotion, and I'm really telling you this story, Matt. This whole commotion going on. And I walked over because my brothers were drinking and gambling. I said, what's going on? And they said, it's Tito Ortiz's birthday party. And I go, really? Can you get a message to Tito? And they looked at me like, yeah, sure. I go, can you get a message to Tito that Randy Harris is here? They said, sure. I stood out there for 45 minutes. So I knew, and I've said this to you before, Tito, I knew that they never went to him. So finally I went to this big security guard and I said, can you do me a favor? Can you just tell Tito Ortiz? Because I guess, like, what did you lost your phone or you changed your number then?
Yeah, I think I lost my phone at that time. That's correct.
Okay. So I get this guy. I said, can you do me a favor? Can you just tell Tito that I'm here? And if he says anything other than, okay, I'll leave. I'm not trying to cause any problems. And I see this guy on the phone, and I see him turn as white as Casper the Ghost. And he said something like, really? He's telling the truth? And they ushered me up, and I'm sitting next to Mike Tyson within seconds.
I take care of my people. Come on. I'm a good dude. I always take care of my friends. Take care of me.
Absolutely.
We both earn.
It was a lot of that whole thing was stressful going through it, but once you know the message got to you, I still love telling the story. It's awesome. So over the next couple of weeks, other than training, what do you and the family have planning? Some more fishing? What's going on in the Ortiz life?
Well, I'm actually I have a meeting today with Huntington Beach Police Department, our former detective at Huntington Beach Police Department. I'm gonna sit down and talk with him, about seeing what's the difference between sheriff and police. I just want to do my homework. I just want to do the right thing. And then tomorrow I actually meet with my Los Angeles Sheriff Department friends and ask him the same questions. I just want to get the details and make sure I make the right decision. But I keep getting hit up by a lot of people looking into office of maybe congressman or maybe senator. But once again, I got to do my homework.
Sure.
I just want to make sure I make the right decision for the future. First, let's be a police officer. Let's make sure I get everything intact of doing the right things, to do the right thing for the public, and build on. Maybe in the future you may see that. You may see a Senator Ortiz or a Congressman Ortiz. You never know. I just want to do the right thing for this country, do the right thing for the future of my children. And that's what's number one to me, is the future of my children.
Hurry up and become president so that I can get an invite to the White House.
that's not happening. So you go and don't hold your breath. Please don't.
I have been in the White House before, so it is cool. But let me ask you this. If you do go a police or a sheriff or whatever route to start with, and I'm not even sure that you've thought this far along. I mean, is it full-time, part-time, once a month, once a week? What are you thinking?
Well, I think for this year, it's just making the decision where I go after that. I want to fight again, so maybe it'd be a part-time. But after this year, maybe a full-time for 5 to 10 years. I don't know. I haven't really thought that hard about what the future holds of being in law enforcement. But I just, like I say, I just want to do the right thing. I'm an honest man. I have integrity. I worked so hard to get my brand where it is. I had a few hiccups during my life that I learned from my mistakes, and I'm willing to keep chasing this American dream. And if it's to be in law enforcement and it makes me happy and it helps out the community, I'm doing my part. If it's able to help out these police officers that go in rigorous hours, nonstop, over and over, and have to worry about ordering food at a fast food restaurant, being poisoned, that is vicious. And it's unacceptable because there's so many good cops out there. There's so many good people that are in law enforcement that are respected. And I think the country needs to come together and unite, and that's what's important. I mean, our future of our country is in our hands in 2020. And you know where my vote's going. I'm not telling anybody to vote the way I think, but you know where my vote's going. And the safety of this country is number one. And I think we just need to unite and do the right thing as Americans. It's the American way. If you want to live the American dream, you got to abide the laws that we live by.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, what's the latest punishment clothing T-shirt that you've come out with, and what should we expect in the near future with the clothing company?
Well, so this is what I did for the supposedly riot protest that we had a couple weeks ago. I made a T-shirt that says HB Strong, and what I ended up doing is a white shirt, black print on it, and all proceeds go to Huntington Beach Police Department, just because they did a terrific job, amazing job, downtown Huntington of keeping it safe, of Huntington Beach of keeping it safe. These guys did, I mean, a job that I just was like, wow, because I was able to witness it firsthand. And if people go to punishment.com, it should be on the first page, and it says HB Strong. Like I say, all proceeds go to Huntington Beach Police Department. And I'm just trying to push that right now, but of course, there's a bunch of other gear on there. I just, that T-shirt meant a lot to me just because of how hard these officers work and how safe this city is. And I know how Florida is. They're the same way. They protect their city. And, you know, I appreciate their support like no other. I see on the news of how strong Florida is, and I'm about ready to make a Florida Strong shirt for you guys, so you never know.
That would be awesome. Good stuff as always, and I'm going to end with this. I spoke to Warren Sapp last week, and he still wants to get together with you and do that fishing trip.
Yes, me too. That sounds awesome. I just want to go fish again. I'm sick of sitting, have to stay up at 6 in the morning every day just to protect my home. I shouldn't have to do this in this country we live in. But, you know, I get threats by people all the time, and I always got to be on my A game and keep my eyes open, always looking over my shoulder. And living in America, you shouldn't have to do that. But, you know, I'm working on my conceal and carry, and, you know, I just want to protect my family, protect myself, and just work for the greatness of the future of this country and of my city, my town, and, you know, the state. I think it's important.
It definitely is, and it's a shame. And Tito, as always, thank you very much for your time. Stay in touch, and we'll talk very soon.
Awesome. Thank you, and I appreciate all my fans. And once again, I'll be fighting before the year's over, so just stand by and check it out. You guys can see me on social media. On Instagram is Tito Ortiz, 1999. Of course, on Twitter, it's Tito Ortiz. Check it out.
There you have it. Tito, thanks.
It's awesome.
Awesome. Thank you, Randy. You guys have a great day.
You as well. Tito Ortiz, whether Chael Sonnen believes it or not, a legend.
The question is, if he does make it to the White House, how long would you have to wait outside to get into his party next time?
As long as he knows I'm there, I don't think long at all. It really was crazy because, you know, we saw all these people. Lennox Lewis walked by, you know, a couple UFC guys walked by, a couple movie stars walked by, and, you know, which happens on a regular basis, you know, sure, in Vegas. But because my brothers were drinking and gambling, and that's not something I'm going to do, and Sean didn't do it, you know, and doesn't do it or whatever, I'm like, let's just go see what it is. I mean, Tito was already inside, right, so I had no idea. And I'm sure if you would have seen my face light up when they said, oh, it's Tito Ortiz's birthday party, because I knew I was getting in, you know, which is cool because I'm just killing time. I'm literally just standing there by slot machines waiting for my brothers.
Sure.
And it easily took 30, 45 minutes because they figured, and I told them, I get it. You know, how many people are trying to sneak in?
Of course. Of course.
I get it. I'm around you. Yeah. I see what you do.
I sneak in everything.
You sneak in.
But I bring pizzas with me, so they allow me to come in.
And I watched this guy's face, and I'm telling you, and Sean will tell you, he'll tweet, you know, whatever. He said, really? He's telling the truth? And they ushered me up, and literally there was only one open spot to sit, and it was right next to Mike Tyson. And I will post the photo of Mike Tyson and me sitting next to each other and conversing.
Cool.
So good stuff. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank, obviously, the legend, Tito Ortiz, Mickey Gall, and Platinum Mike Perry, who didn't use the F word.
He did not.
And I'm totally surprised.
He wanted to.
That's my boy. They're all my guys. All three of them. They're my guys. I want to thank everybody. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Mickey Pizza Man 1.
Good stuff. Next week will be the return of Mike Perry.
Yes.
Because he said he wanted more stuff.
Coming back.
He didn't say get stuff off his chest. He'll have more things to talk about. And we might have to talk more about Mickey Gall and Mike Perry. And I don't want to see it. I don't.
And now you wonder why I say all the guys are your guys. You know them all.
Well, it is tough being me. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
I think Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.